One of the most powerful and profound prayers I have heard is the Serenity Prayer. And it says that, Lord, I pray that you would give me the acceptance of things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. This prayer is profound because of the kind of results that it has brought about, the serenity, the sense of peace, the sense of settledness that it brings upon the people who prayed. It is an acknowledgement that there is a God and I am not He. Actually, let me correct that there is the Lord, there is God, and I am not He. That you and I are not sovereign over all the affairs of men. That belongs to the Lord our God. And I want us to pick it out line by line. The first one is about accepting the things that I cannot change. This is an acknowledgement that there are things, no matter how hard we try, we plan, we prepare, we apply ourselves, we are diligent, we basically put in all the efforts, there are things that are outside the scope of our power. And we will do well to remember that. We will do well to remember what the Lord prayed when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, Father, if it's possible, take away this cup, yet not my will, but yours be done. I wonder if there are things in your life that you need to come to a place of acceptance. Things that you cannot change. Things that have happened in the past and are outside the scope of your power. You cannot change those things. And dwelling or ruminating, trying to change them, is an exercise in futility. So the first line is about acceptance, coming to a place of surrender. Then the second line is almost antithetical. It's the opposite of that. It's the courage to change the things I can. Now, there are things which are in your ability to do something about. There are things you can change. There are things where the Lord has given you the resources, the wisdom. The Lord has given you that which you need to do in order to change them. And sometimes we fail to do those things because of courage. But I hear the words of the Lord to Joshua, be strong and very courageous. This is where you look at your life and you look at the things that you have procrastinated or you have taken a while to actually act on. But because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but one of power, this is your opportunity to receive courage. Receive the courage to go ahead and change those things. Now, the last thing is the wisdom to know the difference. And wisdom is usually in that in between. It's getting to know what would God have me do where the scripture doesn't speak expressly about a situation. What would the Lord have me do in this matter? What decision should I take? What is the wise thing to do? And this prayer calls us to ask God for wisdom, which is an echo of James chapter 1, verse 5, that if any person lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, and the Lord will give generously and graciously. So today, I want to commend this prayer to you, and my desire is that as you pray it, you'll experience the peace of Christ, that the peace of God would flood your heart and your mind. And that truly you'd come to a place of acceptance, come to a place of surrender and submitting to God's will. That's a place where you're liberated. That's a place where striving ceases. That's a place where you are settled and you're still in your heart. Number two, I pray that you'll receive courage. Where you need to do certain things, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. Go ahead in the courage and strength from above. Lastly, I pray that God would give you that discernment to know the difference and to experience that full life marked by serenity. Receive it in Jesus' name.